A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. On another occasion, Jesus began to teach by the sea. A very large crowd gathered around him, so that he got into a boat on the sea and sat down. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on land. And he taught them at length in parables. And in the course of his instruction, he said to them, "Hear this. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once, because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no grain. And some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit. It came up and grew and yielded 30, 60, and 100-fold. He added, "Whoever has ears to hear ought to hear." And when he was alone, those present, along with the 12, questioned him about the parables. He answered them, "The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and see but not perceive, and hear and listen but not understand, in order that they may not be converted and be forgiven." Jesus said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? The sower sows the word. These are the ones on the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear, Satan comes at once and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground, who, when they hear the word, receive it at once with joy. But they have no roots. They last only for a time. Then when tribulation or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Those sown among thorns are another sort. They are the people who hear the word, but worldly anxiety, the lure of riches, and the craving for other things intrude and choke the word, and it bears no fruit. But those sown on rich soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit 30, 60, and 100-fold. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you. These words come out of Jesus' mouth as he explains the parable. Mystery. What does it mean to be given a mystery as a gift? For this is what Jesus says. The mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, given to you. Mysterion, mystery, is used in the Synoptic Gospel only in this case of explaining the parable. This mysterious part of the parable that Jesus does not explain is what happens to that word in the soil. That part of the life of a seed is left unexplained. The mystery has been given to you, given a gift. Mystery is the gift Jesus gives to the inner circle of disciples. Jesus never says, "Here's the answer. The answer is your gift. The answer is granted to you." No. Jesus says, "The mystery of God is what is given to you." And how does a disciple receive mystery? The disciple receives mystery of the kingdom of God with trust and cooperation. Trust that in the soil of one's own life the kingdom is present. Trust that it is present comes from believing Jesus' word. The disciple also receives mystery with cooperation. The way the seed cooperates with the sun, the water, the soil, and the sower. The mystery of growth happens in the midst of this cooperation. In our lives as disciples, our cooperation with grace, too, is mystery. It is the mystery in our own lives. Where is the kingdom of God in our lives? We live believing that there is a deeper meaning to our lives. Something inside our living, our circumstances, our aches, our joys, our disappointments, our fears, something deeper is here, working together with grace to become, to reveal the kingdom of God. Holding this knowledge that Jesus has told us the mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, we are willing and eager to delve into our living day by day for deeper meaning again and again of how our lives partake in the kingdom of God. The way the seed goes deep into the soil and its life gets stronger as it's in the soil, and the seed dies to itself in the soil, the soil becomes the life. The soil becomes the life of the disciple. If the seed is the word and the soil is our life, then it is in our living that the word takes root and transforms us into a new creation. Today we celebrate the feast of a man who trusted and cooperated with the mystery of the kingdom of God as a given in his life and the life of the world around him. St. Thomas Aquinas committed his whole self into a willing eagerness to discover the same kingdom in the center of each experience of human life and faith. Thomas allowed his intellect, his curiosity, his belief in what Jesus had said to give him the courage to search for the deepening meaning of the mystery of the kingdom of God in his world and the lives around him. What happens in the soil of our lives is part of the mystery of the kingdom of God. How the seed dies and yet grows into a new creation is part of the kingdom of God. Thomas was not afraid to dig into the soil of his life and the life of the world around him to get his hands dirty. He dug fervently into the soil, knowing that he didn't know what he would find, but knowing at the same time that what he would find was of God. As Jesus' disciple on this January day in 2009, how will I delve into the mystery of the kingdom of God as a given in our own lives? Do I, as a disciple, believe Jesus when he says to me, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you?